The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour? Always good stuff. Available on podcastarena.com. A lot of people offering to watch it on Amazon report tomorrow. All right. So you guys do that. We appreciate it.
You don't have to report to me. I won't be here.
Well,
yeah,
he doesn't care. AJ doesn't care, but I do. I care what the Blitzers think.
Yeah, I for sure won't care.
A couple of several Blitzers already here. Shout out to Jason who listens to us every day, going back and forth on 288. He's here, and a lot of people are on the way. I know because they've already texted us. So come on out. We're at Bombshells in Pearland. Very cool place, and I mean the food is fantastic. Great drink to choose from, which I'm not drinking right now, and I keep staring at the list of alcohol, and it hurts. Yeah, you know, a little bit.
Right.
But you know what? Yeah, you might have to move that at some point, Voldemort, because I keep looking going, you know, I could have one. I can't. But before we get to the NFL lines, and I was starting to talk about this before I realized that we had Christopher Harris on, I'm thinking of getting rid of Sunday Ticket.
Ooh.
Because here's the thing.
It's a bold strategy.
Yeah, and we'll have to see how it pays off. But I can watch all the shortened games on NFL Network anyway.
You can.
Which is what I've been doing more of lately. And I kind of want to buy the full NHL package this year.
And that would be where you could cut some costs.
Right.
Because you made the great mistake of opening up your television finances to the wife.
Yeah.
And you let her cut, at least semi-cut the cord.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an 80% cut.
So now you are at the mercy of basically her TV budget.
No, I mean, I think it was it's fair. We just decided, okay, this is what we're going to spend. And I'm kind of like, all right.
Can I give you a strategy that may work?
What?
Call DirecTV. Tell them you're thinking about changing.
We already did that. I got it chopped way down, but...
Damn it.
Yeah, that's okay. We've already done that. But I'm kind of like even Sunday I'm watching the eight games at once when the Texans aren't on, but I'm not. I mean, so many of them are on commercial at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm kind of looking at going, do I really need this? And if I want to go watch a whole bunch of games, I'll just wander down to the bar where they got them all on. I'm just thinking.
I guess for me, I record so many games and then I basically just watch games all night Sunday and Monday. And I feel like I kind of have to do that if I'm gonna be writing about fantasy football. I
will still watch them all. I'm just looking at doing it in a different way.
Okay.
And
do you know?
No, I mean, because like last year I got the Maple Leafs package. I didn't get the whole NHL package, but at night when there's nothing on, I love it when I can sit there and watch West Coast hockey because I'm betting on it a lot.
Okay, because I was going to say, how often are you going to watch a hockey game that doesn't involve the Maple Leafs?
Pretty often, especially okay. If I'm betting on it.
Well, then maybe that's the move.
It's just a thought. I mean, I haven't decided yet, but yeah, I'm gonna start researching how I can watch all the games and make sure that I'm watching all the NFL. And it's just, but I'm starting to think that I don't necessarily need it because the first few weeks. I've watched all the replays on NFL Network because I haven't. Yeah, I'd see a few plays, but I'm not really seeing enough to judge the games. Now, if I quit watching the Texans, I could.
Right.
Which might be the next thing. All right, let's get to the lines because AJ's not going to be here tomorrow. John and I will hit him again tomorrow too. But let's. John, you're filling in tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so it'll be me and John tomorrow. Let's start with Dolphins-Patriots, now down to 6.5 for the Patriots. I love that inside the touchdown. This is one of my games. I am on the Patriots. I think this is a get-well week for them.
Yeah, I hope you're right, because basically where I'm at is this is a week where it's either panic if you're a Patriots fan, or this is the week that everything starts to kind of come together.
And I think that's what happens.
And if you think that the Patriots dynasty is over, then maybe you start to fade them now. But if you're like me, I'm in wait and see mode. I'll pay $100 one more time to see if the Patriots are dead.
I kind of feel like, but we talked about it yesterday, why I'm not as high on the Dolphins. And so this is more of I think even if all things are equal right now, I still think the Patriots are better. And I think if the Patriots get their act together, then they'll cover 6.5. So I'm on the Patriots. Texans-Colts, we've talked about a lot this week. 1.5 now that it's down to. I know you're all over the Colts.
That's my play of the week is Colts. I got it at 1, and I'm in love with it. Okay. I mean, everybody the Texans have played has scored their season high in points against this team. The Patriots, who offensively haven't looked right at all, looked right in that Texans game. You know, they it's just the Giants who – we said, oh, their offensive line is the worst. Eli doesn't have time to do anything. Well, they had time to make things work. I think the Texans, their defense is going to be a spot for teams to get right all season long. I think the Colts are next in line with that. I think T.Y. Hilton has a big game. I think Andrew Luck has a big game. I think the Colts probably win by a touchdown.
Yeah, this is a no play for me because I do think, you know, all those things are correct, but at some point, yeah, I've seen Romeo Crennel take defenses that are struggling like this and turn them around with a few moves here and there. At some point, he's going to do it, whether it's this week or next week. And if they start playing better defense, then I think they can win some games.
Well, remember, this is also a team that has – they're already missing three guys in the secondary. They've got three more guys on the injury report this week. I mean, it's starting to be a mass unit back there.
But here's the other thing. Go look at the injury report for the Colts. I mean, it's like 20 players long, too.
Yeah.
And – yeah, you know, and I still don't know if Andrew Luck is 100% right, especially since he's regressed in all three games. So it's not a play for me. I mean, I get why you're doing it, but I'm going to sit that one out. Falcons now down to 3.5 against the Bengals. That opened at 6. If that gets to 3, I am unloading on the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons scare me right now because of their injuries, particularly on defense. The offensive injuries, I feel like they'll find a way to overcome because that's what they do. But defensively, they're in rough shape. And they've got cluster injuries at safety, linebacker, and it's starting to add up on them. I feel like at 3.5, there's value on the Falcons because I think the Falcons' neutral field are 1.5, maybe two points better than the Bengals. I thought the 5-6 number, maybe you were getting a little bit of value on the Bengals. But at that number, it's a no play for me. If it gets to 3, I'm with you. I'll be on the Falcons.
And if it's come down from 6 to 3.5, I think that last half I could get that by Sunday.
I'm also a sucker, and I bet on the Falcons.
I know.
More often than – although the Falcons do me pretty well. Until last week. They burned me last week. But I feel like they shouldn't have burned me last week.
All right. Well, I will be betting it on my bookie and here from my bookie, the Vegas sports gambling analyst, Rafael Esparza. Rafael, let's start with that Texans-Colts game because, obviously, you heard AJ's take on that. I'm kind of curious to get yours. What do you think is going to happen with that game?
I think the money will probably come in on the Colts, but I agree with you guys. Maybe just pass this game and sit back and watch it as a fan and stuff like that because it's just too hard. Both teams have injuries. How healthy is Andrew Luck? Still can't believe the Texans are 0-3. I thought they were competing for a division title. Not only they're 0-3, they haven't covered a game. They're 0-3 against the spread. So, for me, if I had to play something, I'll maybe look at the Colts. But I have a big X on this one, and there's other 1 o'clock games that are very intriguing than this one. If you're going to watch a game in Texas, maybe watch the Dallas Cowboys Detroit game. Cause I think that game has a little bit more value than the Texans Colts game.
Now, tell us what you think of that one while you're on Cowboys Lions.
I think Dallas is probably the play here. I know Jerry's World doesn't have the biggest home field advantage for the Cowboys, but I think Detroit coming off a big win against New England, they're still talking about that in the papers. They were still talking about that yesterday at practice that they beat the Patriots and how that game was so big for them. So how prepared are they going to be for Dallas? I think Dallas, this could be a must-win game for them. I know it's only week 4, but and you don't want to go down one go down one and three in that division. I lean towards Dallas minus three. I think it's going to stay that way. I don't think that we're going to move off the number because we're getting really good two-way action on it right now. But I like Dallas at home on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon.
Let's back it up to tonight where I basically all of us are on the Vikings. The Rams 7-point favorites. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on tonight's game. I kind of think the secondary injuries for the Rams are going to be a factor here. How do you see this one going?
I'm with you guys. I got plus seven as well. But I'm also leaning towards the under. I know it's opened up at 47.5, but it's up to 49.5 in some locations. We have 49. But I think it's going to be an under game. I think the Vikings are going to want to show that that loss last week against Buffalo. And at this time, I'd like to say thank you, Minnesota, for losing because that wiped out a lot of parlay teasers and survivor pools. So thank you, Minnesota, for last weekend. But I think their defense is going to want to show up, and I think their defense shows. And I think I'm looking like a 24-20 Rams victory.
One game that just absolutely confuses me is the Eagles-Titans. Eagles 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Titans team that's won two in a row, went in and beat Jacksonville. But they've made a habit of beating Jacksonville over the last couple of years. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, but they beat Jacksonville with Blaine Gabbert, a guy who I can't believe is still getting paid in the league. I like the Eagles here. Carson Wentz's second game. I think that offense is going to get better as the more Carson Wentz plays. I'm a little bit shocked. It was four this morning when I woke up. Now it's 3.5. So if that number keeps on dropping, I'm looking to bet the Eagles. If I get three against Tennessee, I think Carson Wentz and that offense improves week after week. So give me the defending champs on the road.
Rafael Esparza, my bookie. Hey, there's one game that I absolutely love in college football. I want to get your take on BYU plus 17 at Washington. And listen, I think Washington wins this game, but Washington really hasn't blown anybody out that's not named North Dakota. And all BYU has done is go on the road and beat Wisconsin and Arizona. I mean, this is not a bad football team. Why the 17 points?
Yeah, I'm totally blown this way. I'm with you on this plus 17.5. That BYU defense is pretty good. And as Wisconsin, they shut them down. All they do is go on the road and cover games. They already covered a game against a Pac-12 team. They covered against a Cal, only losing by 3 points to them. So, yeah, give me a BYU plus a 17.5. It's going to come down. I can guarantee you the public will bet it. It's already 17 in some places. We'll not be shocked if this thing closes at 16 because I just don't think Washington can cover this big. They struggled last week against Arizona State at home, only winning by a touchdown. Give me the BYU on this game.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst. And check out my bookie because that's where he resides. And Rafael, appreciate the time, sir. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you do the same. And as you heard, MyBookie, that's where you can play any of these games. And if you want to make the games a little more interesting, this is the way to do it. I've been using MyBookie for a couple of years now. It's the only website that I use. And it's because I trust them. They're the online destination. They've been in business for years. They're safe, reliable, and I've never had any problems getting money out of there. And that's been an issue with other websites. So that's one reason I like them. Plus, you can get in on anything you want. You want to get in those college games, pro games. You want to bet baseball. Yes, preseason hockey. I made a preseason hockey bet the other night. CFL, horse racing. It's got everything I could possibly want. And they've got everything you could possibly want. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. You can even play on over-under on fantasy points, man. Whatever you want to do, they got you covered. MyBookie.ag. Just go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. Been telling you about them for a while now. If you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're overpaying. And you started out with a great price. The bill goes up. It always does. That's where BillAdvisor comes in. They work directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just your bill. Week in and week out, they're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300 or you're going to get every penny back. Start saving now. It's so simple, and it's going to work. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information. They're going to start working for you. That's how it works. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Hey guys, this is Jung Lee here. I'm here to tell you about a chance to win $1,000, $1,000 credit to Robbins Brothers. I proposed last year, got married this year to the love of my dreams, and now it's your turn to beat my proposal. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com and find Beat Jung's Proposal. If you buy that, register, and tell us how you're going to prepare or to propose to your girlfriend and have a chance to win a $1,000 gift credit card or gift credit to Robbins Brothers to purchase a ring of her dreams. So enter today to win at ESPN975.com. Now back to Fred and AJ, who are out at Bombshells in Pearland.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering. So I have to get rid of my wife and find another one to propose to.
The love of your dream.
Well, you know, listen, I can make that stuff up with the best of them. I'm a writer, AJ.
I love John. I love when he does reads. It's the best.
I can make stuff up with the best of them. I write fiction, dude, so I will do that.
John, how is it after all these years you still get nervous when you've got to read something?
Well, I was told not to read it, but to improvise.
Okay. Ah. Okay. That's the move. To try to make it sound natural.
Yeah. Say something like, "Hey, bitches, you want to win $1,000? We got you covered."
Who coached you up on that, Jung?
Nobody.
Well, who's the one who told you? You said you were told to make it sound natural. Who told you that?
Oh, Christina.
Okay. And you didn't say. Can you give me an example of that?
No, I just took the copy that they gave me and just kind of rearranged everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I love it. Congratulations, John.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm still trying to figure out how I can scam this $1,000, though, without getting a full-on divorce.
Well, go get a sex robot.
That's going to cost over $1,000.
But, you know, that would defray some of the costs. There's that. So, Dustin the Ginger's in the house. So, we should probably talk Cowboys at
nice.
Some point.
Let's, man, I got to be honest. Raphael was like, he loves the Cowboys, right?
He didn't love them, but he felt pretty good about them, would be my guess. I'm kind of with him. But
I fade the Cowboys when Sean Lee doesn't play. It's a pretty hard and simple rule for me, and I'm not saying it's a 100% works every time thing, but more often than not, it works. He could be the most valuable. I mean, from a point spread perspective, the most valuable defensive player, because the Cowboys go from being Cowboys aren't like a world class defense with Sean Lee. But their fall off when he's not on the field is just magnificent.
Yeah, they're Texans like when he's not there.
Yeah, I'm against him on that. Are we going to go through the rest?
Yeah,
of the
we're
going
to go through the rest of the game.
Then I'm just blabbing. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Well, we can blab about that game for a minute, and then we'll back up one because. I just think the Lions are going to bounce to the moon after that. I mean, that was their Super Bowl, and you know Matt Patricia was looking. He had that circle from the beginning. To get that win at home was huge for them. I think they have to bounce. And coming off Sunday night, then back to a Sunday game on the road against the Cowboys. Yeah, I'm not enamored with the Cowboys, but I just think situationally, this is a bad spot for the Lions.
I mean, that's fair. That's a fair way to look at it. I think they're a different team when they don't have him on the field. And I think they're significantly worse. And I think maybe the Lions, what they just found with Kerryon Johnson, you know, they finally have a 100-yard rusher. They may have found a little bit of a new identity on offense. And this is a good time to have that against the Cowboys without Sean Lee. I think they're going to be able to run the ball as much as they want to. I think you're going to see, much like the Patriots game, I think you're going to see the Lions control the clock and win that game.
All right. Packers minus -9 now against the Bills. Inside of 10 points with the Packers.
Here's the question. I mean, how much do you believe in what you saw out of Buffalo last week?
0%.
Same here.
I mean, again, that was a situational game. We talked about it going in. I didn't think they'd go in there and blow them out. Thought they'd probably cover.
Right.
But, yeah, I think.
I mean, they were being asked to cover 17.
But again, this is the same thing. This is recency bias. This is what I always refer to in horse racing as last race dominant, where you look at the dominant last race and say, oh, the horse is going to come back and do it again. And I kind of feel the same way about the Bills as I do the Lions. I don't think you're going to see a repeat performance. Now, I don't think, and the Packers are coming off pretty bad road loss. Now, I don't think the Packers are any great shakes, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to snap at any moment. But as long as he plays that whole game, I think they're going to house the Bills.
Well, I'm not betting the Bills for the reasons that we just discussed, but I'm also I'm sort of anti-Packer right now. So it's going to end up being a no play for me. I think maybe you could see an over here.
Yeah, 45.
The one thing that I have seen with the Bills is, I mean, Josh Allen's an upgrade over Nathan
yeah.
Peterman. It's significant.
But he's still learning.
He's still got a lot to learn. But I do think you may see maybe they haven't bumped their power ratings up enough to account for him yet. Still one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. If you were asking me to rank him, I'd still have him, you know, somewhere 28 to 30. But I think they're significantly better offensively with him out there. I don't know if they can hang with the Packers, but I do think they'll score a lot of points.
Especially at Lambeau. Let's not forget that part of it. Over-under on Clay Matthews roughing the passer penalties that we all look at and go, really?
I'm going to go under one half this week. Okay. I don't think he'll get one.
Oh, I think he will. I'm going to.
If he does, I think it'll be deserved.
Okay. I don't know. We all said that last week, too, right?
You might be right.
Okay, Jaguars minus 7.5 against the Jets. That number down from 9. Jaguars and big spreads scare me because I just don't know that offensively they can do enough to run away from a team.
This total, 38.5.
That's like 1960s NFL totals.
Too low for me to give 7.5 points.
Yeah.
In fact, I would actually lean the other way. The Jags looked horrific last week. I don't think they'll be as bad this week. Although, I mean, you could honestly argue the Jets are better offensively than the Titans are right now.
And the Jets don't suck on defense. They're not great, but they don't suck.
I think it's a low-scoring game. I don't know if I'd play under 38.5 because that's tough to believe.
It is one of those things where, from a correlation standpoint, if you like the Jags, you probably like the over, too.
Yeah.
And if you like the Jets, you probably like the under. Bears minus 3 against Buccaneers.
Well, this is a tough one for me. I don't want to put too much stock into the Bears, but I also didn't believe in Tampa at the beginning of the year. I still don't really believe in Tampa.
I don't really either, but you know what? They showed me a lot Monday night when they got, you know, Fitzpatrick finally did one of his things where he's throwing the ball to the wrong team. They came back and had a chance to win that game, and they could have rolled over and died.
But how good are the Steelers? We don't know, right?
I think they're better than the Bears. And listen, I like the Bears, and by season's end, I think the Bears are going to be in the mix. But I don't think they're there yet, and Trubisky still hasn't taken that step that I'm waiting for. And I think the Bucs can score points on them. I mean, the Bears were all out to beat the freaking Cardinals last week.
That's true. Well, that's true. Well, mind you, that's on the road.
Yeah.
They'll be at home here. Keep in mind with the Bucs, two of their three games, and I know Fitzmagic is happening and all. Let's remember, one of those was against the Saints, one was against the Steelers. Two teams that look, at least defensively, like they're pretty bad. So, and the Bears so far defensively have looked pretty good. I don't know how much the Bears are going to score, but I mean the Bucs are pretty bad defensively too. I tend to lean with the Bears, but it's probably a no play for me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to – I might go the other way and actually play it. And I hate when I'm having to deal with – are our phone lines down, John? Lawyer Dave's trying to dial in. Okay. Well, all right, let's move on to Eagles-Titans. We talked about that one a little bit with Raphael. What do you think of that one?
I don't have a feel for the Titans, to be honest. I can't wrap my head around what's going on with that team. Should they be beating the Jags? No. I mean, it was ridiculous enough. They beat the Texans with Blaine Gabbert playing. Then they come out and beat the Jags, who I was just starting to really, like, think maybe are the best team in the AFC. I have no idea what to make of the Titans right now. I really don't know what to think about the Eagles because they still haven't gotten into, you know, the comfort zone with Carson Wentz just yet. It seems like my instinct is, 3.5 points. The defending Super Bowl champs against the Titans with a banged up quarterback. But I feel like that's a trap. I'm staying away from it.
I think Wentz will be better in game two. The Eagles' secondary has not been great, but I don't think that's something that the Titans can take advantage of. So I kind of feel pretty – I'm going to watch that number. I'd rather have it at 3, obviously, which is what it opened at. If I can get it back to 3, I'll take the Eagles. Seahawks -3 at Cardinals. How about the over-under in this one, too? 39.
Yeah, not a lot of expectations for the offenses, and maybe rightfully so. Russell Wilson not looking like the Russell Wilson of old. No. Although you still feel like if anybody can run an offense by themselves with really no real help from his skill players, it's Russell Wilson. But Arizona is they're pretty inept offensively, and it's pretty sad to say when you've got
Josh
one of the
Rosen out there, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you've got one of the best running backs in the league. He's doing nothing. I tend to lean Seattle here.
All right, well, we still have a few games left to get to. We'll do that next segment. But right now we have Bill Advisor, right?
Yeah. Nope, we're going to talk to Lawyer Dave here.
Oh, we're going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because we hadn't gone to break yet. So technically we're supposed to go out and then come back with Lawyer Dave.
I'm just telling you what John texted me.
Oh, okay.
Do we have Lawyer Dave on the line, John?
Yeah. Well, let's do that then. All right. What's up, Lawyer Dave?
Hey, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. Just another day in the salt mines for me. How about you?
Oh, just trying to balance everything, man.
As always. A good show as always, Fred. Let me remind the Blitzer of something. If a Blitzer has an accident and they get hurt and they don't have any kind of health insurance or money to pay for a doctor, how do they get to see someone if they need medical care? Well, if they come to see Lawyer Dave, we have a variety of doctors and a variety of professions that will see patients and wait to get paid until the case develops. That way they get the treatment they need, and they get better, and the accident gets handled by our office here at Mestemaker and Straub.
So, yeah, if I get in an accident on the way home here and get all banged up, I can go in and talk to you, no charge, right? And you're going to tell me whether or not you can help me and how you can go after that insurance company.
You bet, Fred. Call me at 713-626-8900 anytime one of you gets hurt out there in listener land. You Blitzers from the Golden Triangle all the way out to El Paso, from Dallas south to the Valley, we'll travel to see you. We'll travel to help you. We'll make sure you get the medical care you need. And we'll take on those insurance companies that are not your friend.
Yeah, and I can speak from experience. If Lawyer Dave's on your side, the other guys are screwed, because he is a badass. And believe me, if you have any issues, give him a call, 713-626-8900 or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave. Hey, man, I'm just telling you. Dave, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon. You guys need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
Thank you, sir.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, football season is here. You want to feel like you're part of the action? Join BetDSI. Simple. Use your sports knowledge to make some cash. BetDSI is the best online sportsbook. Over 20 years in the business. You can bet games as they go. BetDSI, they've got live in-game wagering options throughout the season, and they've built a reputation on fast payment of winnings. They know that's what's important to you. When you win, you want to get paid. Simple as that. They take care of you. Don't like football? Okay, BetDSI will let you bet on everything. Every other major sport, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything. And here is a great deal. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you'll get a 101% bonus match on your money, up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today. BetDSI.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Bombshells. People starting to get off work, starting to hop. Got a blitzer with a Jalen Ramsey jersey on. It's all good. Come on out here, man. And listen, this is a great place to come watch Astros playoff games. It's a great place to come watch your NFL. And if you're out this way, it's also a great place. They'll put hockey on. They got hockey on right now. I'm watching hockey over there.
All right.
So it's the Anaheim Ducks.
Preseason hockey.
Preseason overs, man, have been money. And I've been tracking them and not playing them, and I played a couple. I've been playing the Golden Knights overs. It's just been – it's money, man. It's free money. So is it weird that – so, like, I use this flight tracker to keep track of where – like, if I have to pick somebody up at the airport.
Basically where your wife is.
Well, it's the wife this time.
It's your GPS on your wife.
Yeah, but
– who else do you pick up at the airport?
Picked my brother up at the airport. I picked a couple of friends up at the airport.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
God, none of my friends would ever ask me to pick them up at the airport.
Well, but
I don't
think. It's during the day, it's usually really easy for me.
It's never easy for me.
So, and frankly, I'm not that far from either airport where I am. It's a pretty quick shot. It's like 22 minutes to Bush, and it's like if I'm speeding, it's 12 to Hobby. So, but. Yeah, she just said I was stalking her. And I'm like, no, I just want to know what time your damn plane lands.
I'm with her. I think it's a little stalky.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a plane.
I mean, it wouldn't be stalky if you, like, okay, you checked at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you checked again at 7. But that screen's been up on your computer more than any other screen this
show. Well, I'm just checking
show.
To see if it's actually taken off yet, which it hasn't.
Okay.
And it's also a 4-hour and 40-minute flight now when it's supposed to be about 3 hours and 30 minutes because they have to go around all these storms. So it gives you the track, shows you how they're going around all the storms and everything. Yeah, I'm a dork when it comes to that. Like, there's this other site.
You're a dork and a stalker.
Well, I'm fascinated by air travel, always have been. There's another site like flightradar.com that shows you all the planes that are over Houston at one time, which is kind of a cool site. And don't ask me why I look at it. It's just I just think it's cool. All right, we did Seahawks-Cardinals, right?
Yes.
Okay, Browns-Raiders, Raiders -3. This is a get-right game for the Raiders. I absolutely love the Raiders here. I think there's too much Browns hype. And, you know, we talked about the Raiders fading in their first three games, right? If they play three-quarter games, the Raiders are 3-0.
They're a 50-minute football team right now.
And they got their, you know, and again, the first week was the Rams, a totally healthy Rams team. I'm not going to fault them losing there. Second week was at Mile High. The third week was in the muck at Miami. I think this team being home is going to get right. I think Derek Carr has a huge game. I think the Raiders put it all together here and win this one and cover the three easily.
I'm with you. Let's consider this. I know it's easy to say John Gruden, oh, he's 0-3, the game's passed him by. He's been in every one of these games.
Yeah.
In the last two games – he had an over 95% win probability in the fourth quarter. I mean, the team's just faded on him. I don't think that's necessarily a John Gruden, like it's his fault. I think it's a conditioning thing. I think, you know, having to go play a noon start or an 11 a.m. start on the East Coast, I think that factors in.
Which is why I hammered the Dolphins last week, but I'm totally on the other side this week.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are better than what their record says. I think I've got them like 25th or something in power rankings, which they're not good. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But I think that the Raiders are underrated at this point through three games. I think the Browns are overrated at this point through three games. So,
and basically what you're telling me is these two teams are even, and that hence the Ravens minus or Raiders -3.
That can't be. And I actually played it earlier this afternoon at 2.5.
I'm keeping an eye on that number because I've already pounced on it at 3. If it gets under 3 again, I'll hit it again.
I don't know if it will. I don't know. I mean, but I would guess it will because wouldn't you have to say the Browns are the more public team at this point? It seems like there's a lot of Browns love going around with Joe Better. I would imagine that the Browns are the team that's going to steam tomorrow Saturday, Sunday.
The Browns have been getting a little, you know, so much love because of Hard Knocks and now Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
And they had the big win at home over the Jets, which still not all that blown away by. So, I'm gonna hit the Raiders pretty hard here. Chargers -10.5 over the 49ers of San Francisco. Yeah. CJ Beathard.
God. So, I want to ask – well, I won't be here tomorrow, so I won't be able to ask RJ. What do you think the valuation is then on Jimmy Garoppolo? Because a week ago, I think this game would have been inside 7.
Okay, let me ask you this. Bigger drop-off last year, Watson to Savage. This year's Garoppolo to Beathard.
Watson to Savage.
Okay.
I mean, he's...
Because that wound up being closer to 9 or 10 points a game.
Yeah. I think Beathard's a respectable NFL backup. But, I mean, I also think that they were really counting on Jimmy Garoppolo to do what they wanted to do. I think, you know, schematically, it's tough. I mean, Tom Savage, Bill O'Brien was Tom Savage's that's who he wanted, which is absurd, but...
No O'Brien bashing today. We're going to get through the whole show without bashing O'Brien once.
I'm not sure how many points Garoppolo is worth, but unless you think it's over a touchdown, I feel like you're getting value on 49ers here.
Yeah, and I was talking with somebody about this the other day. The reason you get that many points is because you're betting on a team that you have to hold your nose to bet, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you look at this 49ers team without Garoppolo, and you're like, oh, my God, terrible.
It's like betting the Bills last week.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a reason you got that value, and I think that's the same thing here. I think the Chargers are a little overvalued. I know you think they're good. I'm kind of like, especially their defense.
Joey Bosa.
If your name's Bosa, apparently you get hurt more than J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
But, I'd lean 49ers in this one, too. Saints -3 at the Giants. This is a game I'm not going to touch because I don't know what Giants team's going to show up.
Who knows what Saints team will
show up. Right. I mean, to me, the Saints last week's the first time they've looked like the Saints, which means they scored a bunch of points and gave up a bunch of points.
Yeah.
I'll probably be on over 49.
Yeah, it's a stay away for me. That game is that's an odd line.
It's a queer line.
It's a queer line.
As Granato would call it, yeah.
Queer line. It's a pass for me.
Ravens +3 at the Steelers. I'm guessing you'll take
the
Ravens.
You already know what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, I know. I never need to ask you about Ravens or Falcons.
Well, do you disagree on this one?
I have no opinion on this game.
Okay.
I think these two teams are pretty equal. Therefore, 3 points for the Steelers at home makes sense. I'd lean Ravens simply because Steelers coming off the Monday night game. But
an exhausting Monday night game, I would imagine. And my basic handicap on this is the Ravens are a good defensive team. The Steelers are a bad defensive team. I'm with you. Maybe overall it kind of evens out.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much equal, and I think the home field is the reason they're 3-point favorites.
And I mean, I think the Steelers are clearly a better offensive team than the Ravens are. But I think the disparity between Ravens defense and Steelers defense is greater than the disparity between their offenses. And that's why I'll take Ravens at home.
Yeah, I'm
Ravens on the road.
I'm passing this one.
I don't know who wins the game, but I'll take those points.
Chiefs -4 at Broncos on Monday night. I'm just going to keep riding the Chiefs train until they butt me off, which they will at some point. They did last year. But
man, this seems like here's the deal. If you think Patrick Mahomes is not a flash in the pan, you think he's the real deal?
Well, I think he's a flash in the pan, but I think he's a flash that's going to keep flashing for a while.
Okay, well, then this is a game that he should flash in. The Broncos, horrible against the pass.
Injuries in the secondary, too.
Really solid against the run, which is, you know, a bummer if you, like me, are a Kareem Hunt owner. Not good news there. They haven't involved him much in the offense, and I would imagine this week they don't plan to start. But, yeah, I think that it's maybe a lower-scoring Chiefs game than we've seen lately. 54.5 seems like a big number this week, although, I mean, the Chiefs have blown out some over numbers so far.
Yeah, they've done it easily.
But I think that Vegas has adjusted enough, I think, under 54.5, especially given that you don't look at the Broncos and think, oh, that's a team that's going to score a bunch of points either.
So, you know what, though? The Chiefs' defense is pretty bad. That's the one.
They are pretty bad.
And, you know, I could see, especially at home, I could see Keenum having a big day. So, yeah. There you go. That's all your NFL.
All right.
We'll hit it again tomorrow. But
what are your official plays so far?
Patriots -6.5. I'm on that. And I'm definitely on Raiders -3. That's my play of the week. And then there's a couple others I'm looking at, but those two are already done and ready to rock and roll.
Okay, these are the buttons that I've pushed. Vikings +7 tonight.
Oh, yeah, that tonight, too. I forgot about tonight's game. Yeah.
I've got some action on Vikings money line tonight. I've got over 49 tonight as well. Me and Esparza, Rafael Esparza.
Rafael.
We disagree on a lot. the other buttons I pushed, I like Colts -1. I think I'd still like it at 1.5. I like Detroit getting 3 points against Dallas. I'm with you on Oakland, 2.5. I played that today. I would play it at 3. I feel really good about that one too. And I think that's all I've done so far. I'm probably the next thing on the list for me, I don't know if I'll do it or not, is going to be Niners plus 10.5. That'd probably be my next play if I do add another one.
That's what I'm looking at. So, all right.
And if Atlanta gets to 3, I'll be on Atlanta.
Yeah, that's the other one that's kind of on my radar. So, but right now I have those two for sure, and I feel pretty good about both of them. So we shall see. All right, 713-780-3776. We come back. We'll have a gym of the day. We'll look at some college lines in the 6 o'clock hour. And Brad Powers will join us at 6:30. Because he is now he's all important, so he has to move.
He's a busy man.
It's just like RJ.
They're all punking us out.
Yeah, they get that big Fox show going, and next thing you know, we have to wait. But that's all right. We'll get into that. And a couple people asking me about the hockey overs tonight. New Jersey, Winnipeg, 6. Yes, I would play the over.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. How about this? During Ram's Power Days out at Gulfgate, you can lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $394 a month. How about that? They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Whatever color you're looking for, they'll have it. Whatever option package you're looking for, they'll have it. They'll take care of you. They also have a brand-new state-of-the-art service center now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. They're going to take care of your ride as well. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing, textile and registration additional. See dealer for details. That's Gulfgate Dodge.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Bombshells. Place is hopping. We're at the one in Pearland. Come on out, right off of 288. If you're stuck in traffic, I was looking outside earlier and there was a bunch of traffic. It's like, why stay in that when you can come out here?
Who wants to be in traffic?
And don't go home. Nobody wants you there. Well, nobody wants you there. And nobody wants me at home. But most of the time, your family doesn't want you to come home.
That's true.
In fact, they're like, just use the excuse. Just don't take this to heart because this led to divorce number two. But it was always, hey, I've got to work late tonight. So I'll be home a little later. And then I would go play poker until midnight. But, do something like that. Just say, hey, I had to work a little bit late. And then come hang out here. Really great stuff out here. Great food. Terrific. It's just a nice setup, man. And it's a great place to come watch your NFL. It's a great place to come watch your Astros playoffs. And that's simple. Come on out and do it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So I've been saving the dead tortoise in the vagina story all week. I'm going to save that for tomorrow to make Jong uncomfortable. So this one, somebody sent me today, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to use this. Here's your headline: Woman lived with mom's body out of curiosity. Donna Sue Huggins' neighbor thought she possibly had a sewer problem. And turns out the source of the odor was a little different. Police allege the North Carolina woman kept her mother's dead body in their home for months because she was curious and wanted to see the stages of death.
Oh, no.
Now, first off, stages of post-death is what this is, right? I mean, I'm not good at anything, but I kind of think once you're already dead, there's no stage to it.
No,
now,
it's
Now, if
just
you
want to
talk
dead.
About stages of decomposition
or decay,
yeah, exactly, some of our medical people could help us with that. But police chief Tyree Davis says the case began when Hudgens went to a funeral home to make arrangements for her 93-year-old mother, who she said had died that morning. Okay, I'm pretty sure if she was 93, she got to see all the stages leading up to it, right? Apparently, she said she didn't know where EMS had taken her mother's body. Funeral home was unable to track down the mother. Well, that's just great. You lost a dead body. But after speaking with the daughter, officers entered the residence to do a welfare check and discovered a badly decomposed body in the home.
Oh, how badly? What stage?
What stage? Yes, yeah. They don't tell us that. See, that's what's missing from this. I mean, if you're going to be scientific, then okay. But she was charged with felony concealment of a death and has a November 7 court date. She was finally buried 2 weeks ago.
Gross.
This website, though, I love this. It has like a little survey at the end, right? It says, my take on this story. Hilarious. Okay, probably. Intriguing. Depressing. Nah, not really.
No.
Brilliant.
No.
Scary. No. Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say three out of those, maybe four. But, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah. Wow. Don't really have much to add to that one. The only reason to do that is to collect her Social Security check, right?
Right.
But 93. How much Social Security did she have?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Even like what kind of check is worth that is my question. I don't know that there. Well, I don't know that there is one.
I mean, if you're studying, the stages there.
Yeah. How much studying do you really think was going on? Was this being reported back to a university?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what her real job was. Here's a question from 832. It says, what are your thoughts on buying points or half points? I always hear you say X is 6.5. You'd love it at 7. Why not just buy the half point?
Because then you got to give more juice.
Yeah, and frankly, if I'm that close on it most of the time, if I think a number should be a certain thing then and it gets to that, I'll buy it. But, I mean, I'll bet it. I won't buy points because, frankly, if it's that close, then I probably shouldn't be betting it.
Right.
Because I am giving up extra juice, and in the long run, it'll be a loser. Now, there's a lot of people that do it much differently, and a lot of people buy points and do real well with it. It's just not something I've ever done. I can count on one hand the times I've done it.
So I will admit that there have been times where I'll buy a half a point to get to a key number, either, you know, 3 or 7, and then I will parlay. Like, I only do this with college. I'll money line parlay with a team that I feel like has no chance of actually losing.
Yeah.
Like something like a minus 450.
Yeah, like Alabama or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be paying. It might be like a minus 600 underdog, but that'll just take away kind of the extra juice you had to give up.
Right.
So I'll do that on occasion.
It gives you just a little added value, yep, on something you know is not going to lose. It'd be like betting the Vikings last week against the Oh, never mind.
Like I said, I only do it on college.
Well, one thing that
it'd be like betting Oklahoma State.
No. It'd been like betting Wisconsin
It'd be like betting Virginia Tech against old.
Yeah, that one I would have thought was a lot.
Oh, good Lord.
But one thing I will do, I'm looking at doing a little more during the NFL season, especially as we get deeper in, is playing more teasers. Because extra points in the NFL have so much value. I'll look at a few of those moving forward. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I think I have another MyBookie here. Yeah, okay. Well, all these numbers we're talking about, that's where you go to bet, right? And the cool thing is, it's convenient. They've got such a great app on the phone for MyBookie. I can get online and bet anything I want on my phone. And we were talking about airplanes earlier. I was in the airport betting on my phone. I can do that. That's what I love about MyBookie. It's convenient. And the best part is, if I win, I'm getting paid, man. And that's not the case with a lot of sites. Sometimes putting your money in is part of the gamble. That's not the case with MyBookie. And they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. That's why they're the only site I use now. And when you win, they pay. In-game live betting, player perks, you name it, they've got you covered. They have everything you could possibly want to bet, because I like to get into a lot of different things besides NFL and college. I like to bet hockey. I like to bet the CFL. Love to bet horses. All of that is right there on MyBookie. So go to mybookie.ag or just on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.